Alrighty, well, here we go. Right back in it. This is the CZP. I am the C in the CZP. My name is Chris. Yeah, this is the Chris Afero podcast. Alright, well, we are up and running, and as per usual, you're going to be coming with me as I venture into figuring out exactly what I would need to do if I wanted to start a podcast. Here we are. All right, we're opening things up. We are doing stuff. I'm going to get onto the website. Today, we're going to change the search engine icon. And we'll close these tabs out. Give that guy a little go. Boop. We're going to talk about some coaching here today. I'm going to get this mic a little bit further away so I'm not blasting you with my vocal cords. All right, let's see what we got. I go to our website here. Alright, well, it's going well so far. It is going well. Alrighty. Let's get this going on. And Wix site. And let's see. We're almost there. As per usual, I'll be narrating every single thing I'm doing, seeing as how this is an audio podcast. And you'll just come along for the ride. So it's enjoyable for everybody. I think you guys are having a good time. I'm pretty sure. I don't want to jump the gun and tell you what you're feeling, but it's probably joy. It's most likely joy. Alrighty. Here we go. Loading the dashboard. Dashboard is loading. You know, I will tell you, I've got a wicked itch on one of my ears, and that thing does not seem to be going away. So, there will be periodic pauses where I will scratch my ear. I know it's very exciting stuff you probably need to know about. But we're here now, so that's what's going on, you know? Alrighty, let's get into... Where in the hell would we find this little icon? Where would we find you? Could be account settings, it's not. Let's see... You know what? It's probably in the search engine optimization. I'll find the button. Don't you worry. We will find that button. Oh yeah, it is going on. Last episode we dealt with the description, which I will again spare you going through once again. Alright, let's get down here. Alright, search settings. Maybe that's it. Let's check it out. You're looking good. Alrighty. Alright, let's see. We're changing stuff. We are doing things. Alright, yep. Bear with me with the typing yet again. I'm extended. Oh, I'm extended. I'm stretching over things, trying to make stuff happen. Because that's the sort of dedication I have to this stuff, you know? I really, really want to make it happen. Ah, there we go. All right. Let's see. We did find it. That is exciting. And we don't want that. We don't want that. All right, maybe we'll do this guy right now. So, if you're wondering what the heck I'm talking about at the moment... It's trying to decide which one of these little icons I'd like to use. Alright. We're going to update that image for certain. Yeah, it looks like we might have to get some things going on here, but we will find it. Oh, we will find it. Alright. Well, it's a good chance we've extended past our knowledge. You know, I don't know where I'm at in the site right now, so I think I'm going to back it out. Let's back it out a second. We're backing out. All right, let's see. I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to read it. This is what's going on in my life. This image will be shared on social media, including Facebook, Twitter. It's a great way to help visualize your brand. All right, no, I guess we're doing that. And I'll go to site files. Oh, hello. Well, everything's working. Look at this. Turns out, I am figuring it out. Well, it looks like we're going to have to take a little detour in the meantime. We'll get these guys going on. So we've got some temporary imaging in here. That's looking good. That's kind of cool. I like it. I'm not mad at it. All right. Well, we'll save those. Boop. Stuff is happening. Stuff is happening. And here we go. All right. Well, I think that's good. There's something in. Good. Website settings. In the future, I'm probably going to lean on you guys. I'm totally going to forget where this was. And I'm going to need your help to get back to this place. It's website settings. That's what we're looking for. With all that being said, though, it looks like we've taken care of what we needed to take care of. And on we go. Let's go to the actual site. What do you guys think? I like it. Let's check it out. I like that. All right. Now, we got some issues here. Let's see what these issues are. What are the issues? Google Search Console, okay. All right. All right, we got a couple of things we have to do in the future here for the SEO. We'll do that at a different time. This is not what I want to be getting into here today. Well, I can tell you some exciting news. We've got that little swing arm, that boom arm, whatever this thing is called. We've got that hooked up to the mic today, so the mic is all up in my grill piece. It's great. I really like it. It's not crowding me or making me feel claustrophobic at all. But we're here now, and that's what we're doing. We'll note the beginning of this podcast will be just as much about the content created there for the podcast as it will be about the setup of the podcast. Mostly I'm just getting my legs underneath me, so I need stuff to talk about, and here we are, rambling on yet again, looking good. And we're doing good there, excellent. Alright, let's see. And let's go down to the site. Here we go. I guess in the meantime, while we're waiting for things to load and get it all set up here, we should probably take some of the amazing images that I've created on Canva. Canva, the simplest way to market your business, whether it be a podcast or a service business. I'm going to be honest, you can use it for any business. Whatever kind of business you got, you could use it right there. Boom, marketing stuff. It's fantastic. And I personally love it. We're talking about some Canva. That's all we're talking about. It is a lot of fun, and I can't put the thing down. Although I do go off on little tangents, writing books and stuff like this that will never be released to the public, because I'm going to be honest, I'm not a writer. I don't really know what I'm doing there, so I'll just spare you all of the books and whatnot. All right, we're looking good. This thing is cool. Still trying to come up with a little slogan here for this whole gig, and right now it's the pain is here. Why is it the pain is here? I'm not really sure. I can tell you, in my experiences as a personal trainer over the past however many years it's been, quite a few, the pain is relative. There is pain. It's going to happen. So, I don't know. I guess I'm associating myself with the pain. I have mentioned before to clients, though, you know, it's a good use of your anger and things that are bothering you. Bring it into the gym. You know what I'm saying? Let it go there. A healthy way to get all that energy out. It is good stuff. I do enjoy what I do very, very much. That is not to state that you should go there all riled up, start throwing things around and acting like a jackass. That ain't it. Make sure you have composure. So if you're one of those wild ones, maybe don't do that. If you're angry, get a punching bag or a stick in a tree. You know, you could beat the hell out of a tree. Maybe that'll work for you. Once you're settled down, though, in the gym, that's going to be good. That's going to be very good. Bear with me for one moment. I'm going to reach back over here. I'm still here. There's a lot of reaching. Alrighty, here we go. Alright, let's see what we got in this guy. Alright. Well, we're going to double this up. First and foremost, we're going to have to figure out how to load things into my little magic USB stick. And if you were wondering, yes, it does have the light import adapter. I know you guys are excited about that, as I am as well. So, all right, let's see. It's the iPhone. This is what we're doing here. And we're going to select some images. And then we're going to put those mo-suckas on this thing. So here we go. Got a whole bunch of cool images that I've created on Canva. It's fun for you, it's fun for me. I do like that to start. Let's see. Just scrolling down here, seeing if there are any other images that I'd like to load onto. Oh, that's a good one. That's the one I was looking for, so that's going to help out quite a bit. Excelente. I do like these as well. I suppose variety is the spice of life. Maybe I'll do a couple different cool ones and stuff. Just have some options, you know? Sometimes that's what it's all about. Just a couple of options. That would actually be cool too. We'll go to a little. You know, one of those QR codes here. I think I'm going to use that as well. That's excellent. All right. Well, I think. Boop, boop. Get these guys in there. I think that's a double image. Is that a double image? It's not a double image. We'll take it. We will take it. All right, here we go. This is the fun part. We are now copying to this guy here. Let's see. I don't know. It might be easy. Maybe not. Boom. Transferring. It says transfer is complete. This could be very exciting for everybody. I don't know, guys. I think we have a win. Let's go back and see. Yep, pretty sure that's complete. All right, here we go. We're leaving this area. Let's go to this drive. Where are we? Do we have several thousand of these things? And that possibly is a hard no. That is dissatisfying. Very dissatisfying. All right, let's check it out one more time. On the phony phone. All right. External search. Yeah, I'm gonna say it did go in there. Oh yeah, it did. Oh yeah, it did. That's good stuff. All right, I think we did it, guys. Let's close this little sucker. Sucker closed. All right. Well, I gotta be honest, I enjoy hanging out with you guys very, very much. You guys do good work. Everything is working out here. We're making stuff happen. And now, if, by the good grace of God, we are allowed to use the second port here, then this is gonna be phenomenal. Ooh, did you hear that noise? Let's see, are we still back in there? I think we're still back in there. All right, so we had a little clip out, right? And put the USB in there, boom, 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 it switched around. Stuff happened, not necessarily the best, but here we are. We made it happen. Let's see, I have no idea what I'm looking at, so yeah, that's the one. That is the one. All right, let's see if any of these saved, and it appears. Yeah, we did get some stuff. All right, good. Well, everything is working out. Ooh, everything's working out. Everything is working out. All right. Okay, got those. All right, you're going down for a second. That's all good. All right. That's awesome. And what is awesome, you might be asking? Send yourself Chris. Leaving us in the dark here, buddy. I don't know what the heck is happening. Well, that makes a solid two of us, because I have no idea what the heck is going on, but it appears to be working. That is very, very good stuff. All right, I think we're still in this guy. Just myself here. I forget exactly how many we had. We had like 18 of these guys. And let's see this really fast. Alright, all sorts of stuff happened here. And I'm going to move you on over. Still recording. That's good. Let's do this. At this point, I would tell you what's going on, but honestly, it's not even worth mentioning. I'm just setting things up and see. Are there 18 of these? There is a good chance there is 18. There are 18. We're moving them in there, buddy. All right, well, I like all that. All right, well, there it is. Okay, well, with all that... Oh, crap, man, I made this... Cool ass little intro. I don't see that here, but neither here nor there. Alright, let's go back to this guy. See if we did indeed save it, and if not, we'll just get out of this. Not important right now, anyway. No, 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 no. Alright. Yeah, I think we got some good stuff here. Alright. Well, I think we got what we needed to get done. So, we are going to jump right on into this. Let's close this guy out. Alright. And leave him open. And let's head on over here. So, well, I guess we'll start getting into the conversation. Today's topic of conversation is coaching. What is a good practice and what is not? Well, currently... As I mentioned previously, I'm involved in a nonprofit organization, and this nonprofit organization has created two teams, one for baseball and one for football. Football team has multiple age categories, so we do a 4U, a 6U, an 8U, and a 10U, and as the children get older, we will continue to grow with them. And coaching is not the easiest thing. You know, as a coach... You want everybody to do their best, but it is not your responsibility to have them just follow along blindly. You know, you have to create trust. And for instance, we're dealing with younger kids, which is a little bit harder than an older group of people, I'd imagine, you know. Been in the military, I've led men, led children. The elderly, I've done this all. I've been doing this for quite some time now. And I can tell you one of the hardest parts of coaching is motivating people to want to better themselves. With the nonprofit, we are fortunate enough to have... it's a ridiculous amount of coaches. We probably have like 5 or 6 coaches and stuff at any given time. You know, any denomination of them come in and out. Sometimes we've got all, sometimes we've got a couple. And every single one of them are very dedicated to these children, very dedicated to helping these children improve and grow up to be responsible people. What we've created with our group, which is kind of cool, is a family, you know? We're really clicking. We've been together about 2 years now, and everything's going really, really good, like bonded hard, right? Everybody loves each other. We're all good. On the other side of that, we haven't really brought too many games to wins, you know? Which for me personally, my philosophy on this is, you know, that stuff comes, you know, to create an environment where children, adults, whatever, can come and feel as comfortable as they do and really meld together in that family mindset is very challenging. We have done that. That is a success for us by far. In the first year of football, we ended up taking a championship home, which was really good. You know, very exciting for the kids, very exciting for the parents and the coaches. Everybody was extremely stoked about it. Very awesome. The second year, it's not going as smoothly in regards to all that stuff. You know, and I'm not super bummed about it. I gotta be honest with you. I do feel Like, the children are improving quite a bit. Individually, they're getting way better. Just haven't come to that point yet where they're clicking off, you know? Like, they're not picking up the slack of the other players. They haven't figured out exactly how to work together as a team yet to optimize and win, you know? I also feel they're very young, you know? I mean, most of these kids, you know, between 6 and 10 years old, that's a young child. And, you know, most of them just want to have fun. They're just trying to play and enjoy each other's company and stuff like this, and it makes a lot of sense to me. Well, not as serious as, I guess, where I'm going with it. And to me, that's okay, you know? To me, everything eventually comes to... All right, let's see. And... Oh, there you go. I'm still doing the uploading of pictures and stuff while I'm telling you about all this stuff, so... And let's see, where are you? It's a very specific image. It's a very specific one. That's what we're looking for. We got it. Oh, we got it. Right now, again, you guys are probably like, what the hell is this kid talking about? Well, I can tell you this. When you go to the site and you're in the midst of searching for the Chris Zaffiro podcast and you see all the things, the images, the descriptions and all this, you're going to say, man, why did you waste your time talking about this so much? And I told you, it's because I need stuff to talk about. So I'm just getting my legs underneath me. Bear with me. You know, this will get better. I'll get other people in here. We'll talk to them. It'll be great. And as for right now, you know, what we're doing is making it work, buddy. We are making our site files. Yeah. Boom. I can tell you this. I'm on a roll with all this. That looks awesome sauce. All right. I'll do this. Your changes. We're saved. Good news for everybody. Good news for everybody. We are there, man. All right. Well, despite not liking what the site looks like, personally, if that's your flavor, I can tell you this. I'm trying very, very hard to make it awesome. And I'm liking it so far, you know? It's a learn-on-the-go process. We are learning. Let's preview this sucker and see what's going on here. And I do indeed like all that. Yep. All right, big old wins for me. All right, I'm going to close this on out. And I will continue rambling on about the coaching process of young children. Well, I will tell you this. I am definitely one of the older folks in this group of coaches. And, you know, again, I have experience doing what I'm doing with personal training for... The audio output has been disconnected. Well, I sure hope that this is working, so this would be a big old bummer to get this far into it and then just to find out that it didn't work. But learning experience, right? Ooh. Learning experience. That's what we're doing here, ladies and gentlemen. Give it to me. There you go. Yeah, you can hear the stuff in the background. You know things are going on. And what exactly is going on before we get back into it is that I decided to pull the USB out of the USB port, and in doing so, I have cleverly removed the outer case of the USB. You'd have to know what kind of stick I'm using here. It's all good. We got it going on. Boom. Good news, ladies and gentlemen. Issue has been resolved, and now we can get back to the coaching talk. So, where I'm going with it is that... If you're a new coach coming into this, it's very hard to train adults, let alone children. So I can understand everybody being a little bit anxious about bringing home some wins. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, again, we're all trying to win here. It's definitely a thing. Definitely want to win championships and be able to give that to these children. All right. But it does take time. You need patience. It's the dedication of the craft, right? For me, I've been very fortunate in venturing into the world of training, coaching, as it were. And I genuinely just enjoy helping people, you know? I love this process. So whether good, bad, indifferent, you know, I'm having a good time with this. It's just what I have gravitated towards in my life, and it's been very rewarding for me. So, but I can understand if you're a younger coach and you're not seeing the wins, that would be very, very frustrating for you. So I'm going to share a story. And the story is as such. We're at a party for the group that we're with. And one of the coaches, I won't mention his name in case he doesn't want me to. He's very big. One of the coaches came up and he was, you know, talking about he didn't know if he was the right guy for the position because he felt like unless we were winning, you know, that he wasn't succeeding. And I looked around the entire party that we're at, and I'm talking, we got a good 30 people at this party. All kids, a lot of kids, you know, all the adults and parents are there and stuff like that. And to be honest with you, it's probably more than 30, it's, I don't know, 35-ish, whatever, but it's all babies and this and that. But anyway, I'm looking around the party, and I'm watching these people just have a blast with each other. I mean, genuinely, he created these bonds between these people that, I mean, that's, I don't care how many games you win, you know, sometimes you don't get that, and that is way more valuable to me than winning a championship little league tournament or, you know, bringing home a football championship or something like this. You know, so I just kind of drew that to his attention. I said, you know, look around this yard, man. I was like, you know, you did this. You created this. You brought this group of people together, and you made them a family, you know? And again, independently, all the children are getting better. And we're getting better as coaches, too. We're starting to find our rhythm, you know, which is the main part about it. Don't get discouraged. Just keep going, you know. There's value in the losses just as much as there's value in the wins. And again, it takes patience, you know. So where we're at right now is we've just ended a football season, which did not go in our favor. And we tried to double this up with so it overlapped, right? Football season overlapped with baseball season. We're coming out of football into baseball. And here we are in the baseball season now. And we're in a good league. These other teams are not playing around. These guys are legit. You know, they got a lot of experience together. And they're doing pretty good, the other teams. Our team, again, for us, still trying to learn the mechanics of it on the whole, right? I'm not talking about the mechanics of sports. I'm talking about the mechanics of the team, kind of vibing and clicking together and all. So I really do feel in the future that this is going to be a great organization. I really do. The intention of this organization is to give these kids an opportunity, you know, to do something productive, you know, after school, you know, play sports, bond, and build leaders and teams is what we essentially want to do. The Windward Athletics Club, the growth of it, what we'd like to do is eventually establish a warehouse where we could have indoor-outdoor training year-round, and everybody will have their own part to play in that. I don't know if you guys heard that noise, but I pressed a button and it made a noise. And it was not a preset button. It was a computer button. And not too happy about that. I think what I'm going to have to do here in the future is maybe turn that screensaver thing off because it keeps on clipping out. And personally, it's driving me crazy. You guys can't see it, but it's driving me nuts. But I'll figure it out. But anyway. So back to WAC. WAC is the name of our organization, the Windward Athletics Club. And, you know, that's essentially what we're trying to do is create an environment where kids can come and grow as human beings, you know, potentially establish some new leaders in the future if they want to take that role, and definitely have them bond and understand what that is to come together as a team and try to work towards a common goal. You know, so for me personally, in regards to coaching, yeah, absolutely. You're trying to train people to win. If you're playing sports, you want to be competitive. You know, you want to have that mindset, business and all that applicable to life. But patience, right? Patience is the thing. Everybody learns at a different pace. You know, if I'm sitting in a room and I've got 10 people that I'm trying to train, two of them are going to kill it right off the bat, right? And then you got 80% of these people that, you know, are going to be at varying degrees of the ability to learn or the want to learn or all these different mechanisms you'd have to work with. Yeah, we'll call it work with right there. Yeah. I can honestly say in the efforts that we've been making with the children and with this process that I'm proud of us. I think we're doing a good job, and I get it that everybody's looking for a W right now. And I do feel like it's coming. But you know, again, we're right there, man. Right there. Everything's going real good. Starting to get these kids' brains geared towards wanting to learn, wanting to get better. You kind of see it. The last two practices we've had, you know, football ended and stuff. Now we're focused on baseball and stuff. And the last two practices we had, it went really good, man. You can kind of see the kids' eyes change and stuff, and the way they're approaching the drills is changing quite a bit. The effort that they're putting in during their drills, that's starting to get intense. And we as coaches are starting to implement a little bit more discipline, which is hard to do with a kid. You know, I got to be honest. Again, I do this professionally. This is my job. I coach people. I train people. And, you know, I have a easier approach to it, right? My work is brutal. If you train with me, it's going to suck. It's going to be very, very hard, and it's going to challenge you physically and mentally. But I have an approach where I do it with a smile on my face, and I'm constantly messing around and cracking jokes. So it kind of buffers it a little bit, you know? With kids, if you're doing that, I become a jungle gym. I'm just a giant playground, right? These kids just want to play and have fun and joke and do all these things, which is great. But it's at the loss of some discipline. So, you know, one of the things I'll personally have to work on through this process is that, is bowing up a little bit and just getting a little bit more serious on the discipline aspect. And what I'm always negotiating is, you know, if you're an adult and you play that game, I don't feel as bad when I kind of turn it on. If you're a kid and I'm turning it on and you're looking at me with those adorable little eyes like, why are you doing this? You know, you have to figure out a way to kind of get these kids to understand, you know, I'm not punishing you. I'm not trying to be mean to you. I just genuinely know that this is going to make you better, and this is what I think we should focus on. So with all that being said, it's definitely something I'll have to work on. Honestly, I just feel a little bit, you know, is this too much? You know, I'm kind of questioning myself a little bit. How far can I push them? How much do I want to push them? What sort of relationship am I trying to establish with the kids? I think it's good, though. I think it's good. It takes me outside of my box a little bit. Definitely going to take them outside of their box. And I've been doing this for a second. I love what I do. And I know I'm good at this job. And I will make it happen. And then we as a team of coaches will absolutely make it happen, because all of my weaknesses are covered by the other coach's strengths and vice versa. And again, in the future, I will have one of the coaches, Nalu, come up, who is interested in pursuing a career in personal training and coaching. He's an amazing athlete and a really, really great coach. Very nice guy too. Family guy, really solid person. I enjoy his company very much. And I look forward to trying to help him out as he pursues a life and career in coaching and fitness. So I'm looking forward to the Nalu episode of the Chris Afero podcast. And then again, as we move forward into the future, I would love to have some of the other coaches on here. Maybe as a group, that would be cool. But we'll hash that all out when the time comes. Other than that, what else is going on? What else is going on? Well, I bought a whole bunch of equipment. I'm learning the equipment. I'm figuring it all out as we go. I've got a whole bunch of new tasks to perform, right? Figuring out how to set all these things up and do all these little doodaddles that'll optimize the efficiency of what I'm trying to create here. And what, again, is the goal? What am I trying to create here? Well, the Chris Afero podcast is 100% about telling stories and trying to help people. So that's my goal. My goal through the CZP is exactly that, is to be able to extend what I do in personal training into a forum where it supersedes fitness or coaching. I just genuinely like helping people, you know, and that's going to be my goal here, is try to put that together where I can create an environment where this is what I do for my life. I love what I do for my life and fitness and training and all this. And, you know, like I said, I'm getting older, and as you get older, you have to consider, you know, time to get out of the way, let the younger group take over, and fitness is 100% a young person game. The knowledge that I've gained is phenomenal, right? So I've got a ton of information, and I'm trying to create a forum that I can express that information to people, hopefully help some people. So if you are a person that needs some help, or you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me at any point. You can do that on the website. That's the ChrisAferopodcast.com. And I'd love to hear from you and see if I can help you out with whatever it is that you need help with. And then on top of that, I do like to talk quite a bit. It would be nice to have some people to talk to, because that's always better, as opposed to me rambling on for 30 minutes. I appreciate you guys bearing with all that. And every single one of these episodes will definitely not be me mucking around with the computer here and trying to figure all this out. But I'm going to take you through the whole process. Again, part of this CZP, is not only the content created for and through the CZP, but the process to create the podcast itself. So that's what I'm giving you. That's what I got to offer. And I'm having a blast so far. This has been pretty fun. With that being said, though, I'm going to wrap it up for the day. And I hope everything's going well in your neck of the woods. And I look forward to the next one of these. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you in the future. Peace.